Mr. Molicaro, I'm gonna apologize in advance for taking Bo Bichette away from you at some point in the next 10 days.
Well, as long as those 10 days down here are pretty good ones for Bison fans, he's on an 8-game hitting streak going to the All-Star break. So I love the way that Bo plays the game. You mentioned him going to first to third on a planned spring training. Just he feels like a throwback player to me, doesn't he? How he approaches the game and just how hard-nosed and gritty he is the way he plays.
Okay, tell me something he doesn't do well. Tell me something that Blue Jays fans can look at and go, that is a little bit of a work in progress. You know, he's not a perfect player. There's only one perfect player on the planet, and he's in the big leagues. Tell me something that you can see that he needs to work on.
Alex Bregman? That's nice of you to agree that Alex Bregman's the best player in baseball.
That's terrible.
I know.
I think just defensively, just working in, we saw early in the season him at shortstop trying to really corral some of that energy that he has and figuring things out and just making the simple play sometimes and doing it routinely was something he kind of had to get in the groove into. He was starting to do that right before he had that broken hand at the end of April. And once he came back to the herd in mid-June, he was the same player again. So it was kind of eliminating some of those the fancy play that you don't need to necessarily make at times and just make the easy play. And I think once he did that here, and maybe, at the big league level, when you get on the big stage, eliminating that early would be a big thing for Bo.
How about the leadership? You know, shortstop, you see Freddie Galvis here. He's always talking. He's always lining people up. He's sort of the coach on the field, right? That's the quarterback. Can he do that at the big league level, in your mind?
I think he can, and I think he's learning from some guys down here that have had a little bit of big league experience or just veteran leaders, guys like Andy Burns that have been around the game for a while and played a lot of different positions. An acquisition this year of Jordan Patterson, who was picked up right at the end of spring training, has been in the big leagues a little bit and has been a nice veteran presence to this team and someone that guys have really been able to bounce things off of and learn how to be good teammates around and how to go about the game the right way. So I think learning from some of those guys and then just, the familiarity and the comfortability of being with a lot of the teammates that he's gone up through the ranks with would make it easier as well.
Now, Pat, we're expecting to see Ryan Borucki tonight. I admit I haven't I haven't done any reading on him or anything. What do we know in the way of pitch limits or anything like that? Are there any limitations placed on him at this point?
I don't believe there are at this point because he's had a couple of tune-ups down in the lower levels in Dunedin recently. So tonight will be an opportunity for Ryan to sort of stretch things out a little bit, work on his mechanics maybe a little bit, and just pitching against some good talent. And we'll see where it goes from here. It could be, a couple starts. We'll see how it goes. But I think the plan is just to see how Ryan gets through tonight against a Pawtucket lineup that can feature some very good hitters and veteran players. So once he gets through tonight, see where things are at. And if that means another turn or two in the rotation here in Buffalo, I think it's just a matter of sharpening things up a little bit after such a long layoff, after what was had to be a frustrating end to spring training with all the how well he had pitched and the uptick in velocity this year in March, and then to go down with that elbow injury and keep him out for so long. I think it's just a matter of getting those pitches, those innings in before he goes to the big leagues.
And just to remind people that he was on the 60-day IL with inflammation in his pitching elbow, did not need surgery, had a cortisone injection, and has been rehabbing from that. So just to remind people, Mr. Barker.
Yeah, is there one, the one thing I look at Ryan Borucki, I don't know if you know this or not. Has he changed anything with delivery? I know Pete Walker was working with that a little bit in spring training. I don't even know if you've seen him throw a side or not to notice if he's done that. But I would think a guy like that, right, likes to throw in and has basically two pitches. You would think that would be a quicker road to the big leagues, right? It's a fastball changeup kind of thing and sprinkling in something with a hook. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I haven't seen Ryan since spring training. He hasn't been with the Bisons yet, but I think you're right. And one of the things that talking to Danny Jansen in spring a little bit is he liked how some of the secondary stuff was working for Ryan. So we'll see if he has that same approach that was working so well in spring training with the upper velocity and the fastball and then working the other stuff in that really made him dominate a little bit at the spring training level this year. So I think we'll see what the kind of overall plan is with him here. But, last year he was so dominant at this level, just going about every fifth day with this team. So we'll see if he continues that same success and how quick it is back to the big leagues.
Yeah. Is there anybody a surprise in the minor league or in AAA right now that you go, man, that he might go to the big leagues later?
Well, there's someone maybe not on the radar to me is a lefty in Sean Morimondo, who has familiarity with Ross Atkins in the front office in Toronto, having come over from the Cleveland organization. He had an injury last year where he thought he was going to have thoracic outlet surgery, syndrome surgery, and you know how hard it is for that to come back from. But it was just a nerve issue where he was able to work through it. Last year was kind of a lost year, and he could be one of those. He's left-handed. He could be eat innings for a team down the stretch, and kind of like Thomas Pannone in the fact that it feels like the velocity is a little bit higher this year. He's hiding his stuff better, and he's had a injury issue this year that he's worked through, but he's made over 10 starts for the Bisons this year, and I think if he continues to pitch this way, he could be somebody that maybe not this year, but even going forward, he could have a good spring training next year and find himself in the mix for a call-up, kind of the way someone like Jacob Wagispack did this year, who made the most of an opportunity where he was kind of blocked in the Phillies organization, and all of a sudden he's already picked up a big league win, and he's been up and down a couple times.